You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You said that even though everyone's sort of slanting toward Brandon stays, you said we've reached a point where you do think something big is about to happen, but I didn't necessarily pin you down on what. Do you think that Brandon Ayuk is going to be traded tonight?
I kind of do. I mean, I was hoping I was wrong, but it just seems like why? Because I think that even though the Niners have put a high price tag on him, I think there's, you know, what he when you factor in the failure rate of rookie wide receivers, the nervousness of executives, and the talk from Silver's article that they may be willing to take a high second and a player or a high second and a package of picks. And then you got the Commanders there with two high second picks. I think I was talking to the Niners announcer the other day, who basically said that he didn't think that Washington was a good fit because they already have Scary Terry McLaurin. But I just think Washington is in a rush to get better right away, and Ayuk helps them get better, and they've got, you know, a number of picks that could be very attractive to the 49ers. So yeah, I do think Ayuk gets moved, and I'm not wishing for it, because it seems like, how do you get better by moving your best receiver inside your championship window?
There you go.
But like, you know, but here's the thing. Brock Purdy has had two different opportunities to talk about Brandon in the last couple weeks with reporters, and he has talked about him in past tense. And to me, when you talk about somebody in past tense, that means that you're, you know, it's like, go look at those quotes. It's like, you know, Brandon has meant a lot to me, and it's amazing what he's done for me. It's like, a lot of it seems kind of like, you know, he's saying things like Brandon's out of there.
Well, he
was asked about Brandon the other day, and he finished his answer by saying, I have confidence in John and Kyle to find the right pieces to put around me. And that was the question he was asked about Brandon Ayuk. I mean, if he really, you know, was just absolutely believed that Ayuk was going to be there, he'd be like, hey, you know what? This is just business. It's all going to get done. That's my number one guy. I need him to survive. You know, whatever. He's not saying any of those things. He's like, I'm not getting involved. I've got confidence in John and Kyle that they'll find the right pieces to the puzzle for our offense. You know, to me, it sounds like he's moving.
Well, Larry, what about the way Brandon has behaved? This is something I was really thinking about today, because as you know, all the particulars in this case know more than we do. And I can't get out of my mind the fact that Brandon, his girl, his brother, there's been so much that's gone out on social media. None of it's been positive at all. And this started literally moments after they lost in the Super Bowl, where they were all predicting that Brandon would be gone. Why would that be?
Yeah, I mean, if you study the history of wide receivers in the NFL, they typically only get that one big deal. And he wants to get his money. And it's already come out that, you know, I think Schefter had it about 3 weeks ago. If it comes, he wants to be a Niner, all things being equal. He wants that big deal. But he wants the big deal more than he wants to be a Niner. And maybe that's incorrect reporting, but that's what's being reported. So the other thing is, like, he's sitting there with Jaden Daniels 5 days ago going, 5 days from now, there's going to be fireworks. I think Daniels is going two to the Commanders, and I think they're going to try to, try to get Ayuk there. They've got plenty of arsenal of picks and players to make it happen. And I just, obviously Lynch and Peters, there's a trust there. So it's not hard for them to get on the same page. If you ask me bet on it, I would say Jaden Daniels goes two to the Commanders, and his number one receiver is going to be Brandon Ayuk somehow, some way.
And the package would be, and the Commanders have number 36 and number 40 in the second round. The Niners would get number 36, you'd figure, and then maybe a fourth round later?
I think Brandon Ayuk is worth more than that, than the 36 pick in the fourth round. And a fourth round pick. I think, the Niners would hold out for 36 and 40 and maybe even want a guy like Jahan Dotson. I can see Ambry Thomas, who's probably kind of gone, as far as he can go with the Niners here, who's, Peters was a big fan of his in the draft. I could see him going over there. I could see them making a deal involving multiple picks and players.
Wow.
And that involves Ayuk. I mean, it's, some people don't think it's a fit, but I think from what I've heard about the Commanders, they really want to accelerate. They're not on a five-year plan. They're trying to win right away. They're trying to put butts in the seats, show some momentum, get a new stadium, get out of FedEx, and kind of rebuild the overall value of that iconic franchise, which Dan Schneider has ruined. I think that's why Bob Myers is there. So I don't think they're going to operate on a long-term level, like most, first-year regimes. I think they're going to be in a sprint mode, and I think that could be involved, that could be directly involving Brandon Ayuk going there.
Larry, the offensive line, as we sit here today, is basically the same group. It's the same group that they had last year. Let's take the whole weekend into account, and how does the offensive line look after the weekend, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, it's absolutely essential that they get two or three draft picks committed to this offensive line. As far as who's it going to be and what round, I mean, the common wisdom has always been, if you want a top-tier tackle, you got to be in the top 20 to 25 picks. And so do they use that trade-up to get that tackle? Possibly. And then, there are other – it's a very good tackle class, where you're going to find some really good tackles in round two and round three. And there's, there's a couple guys that I think really fit them. The Notre Dame kid, Blake Fisher, I think fits them. I think he's going to be a round two or round three guy. Javon Foster from Missouri, long arm tackle who has experience at both right and left tackle. I think he's a candidate. Garrett Greenfield from South Dakota State has like 35 starts at left tackle and 24 starts at right tackle and is very athletic and showed it at the combine. I think he could be in play. The other name is Walter Rouse, who started at Stanford, transferred to Oklahoma, allowed, I think, the lowest pass rush or pass block win rate in the, he only 1.32% of all pass rushes were successful against Rouse. He played opposite Guyton at Oklahoma this year. He also is a dominating run blocker. I could see them showing a lot of interest in him on day three. So I definitely think, maybe center. I'm a huge fan of the West Virginia center, Zach Frazier. I wouldn't totally shock me if they took Frazier at 31. I mean, he's a dominating center who, he's everything you want. I mean, he's 48-0 as a wrestler, 4.0 GPA, tough as nails. He got hurt this year. He crawled off the field instead of being put on the stretcher. Baldy told me last week in a thing that I had with him.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That you can't have a great offensive line unless you have a great center, and that guy's a great center. So, you know, him and Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon, I think, are probably in play as well at 31. We don't talk about center a lot, but it wouldn't shock me if they went with a center at 31.
If you were to line up their first three picks by position, Larry, what are their first three positions that they're going to take off the board?
Well, I mean, how do you not go D-line when you know it's this franchise? They always go D-line. So I would say D-line, O-line, corner. In that order.
D-line, O-line, corner. Okay, but not wide receiver. Wow, look at you.
No, I think it's an exceptionally deep wide receiver group. And, you know, I do think there's a high likelihood they wind up with Luke McCaffrey. And that's the other thing, too. It's like, you know, Lynch, you know, I think they really want to get Luke McCaffrey. I mean, and maybe they're willing to change out their wide receiver corps. Daniel Jeremiah had him taking Xavier Worthy from Texas, who's just the ultimate burner, who would basically be like a better version of Danny Gray. You know, the one thing about receivers is they got to complement one another. And the Niners could use that vertical threat. And they could also use a guy like McCaffrey who could help them in the return game.
All right, Larry, you're Larry Krueger. You have now met every single person who's going to be drafted tonight. You also know all of the GMs in the league. And with that information as a backdrop, what is the absolute perfect scenario as it plays out tonight for the 49ers in your mind?
The perfect scenario is that the Jaguars say, we'll give you 17, Walker Little, and a day three pick, maybe in like the fifth round for Ayuk for 17. And then at 17, you take, you know, I think their number one target is Quinyon Mitchell, just because of how clean he is as a prospect. Dominant player on the field, dominant tester. No real risk. I think they were scarred by what McDuffie and Snead did to them in the Super Bowl. They want their own McDuffie and Snead, and I think Quinyon Mitchell would be the pick at 17. Then when you come back at 31, I think there's a high likelihood they trade 31 with the Commanders, who I think want to get up for like a Tyler Guyton or a Marius Mims or, you know, a tackle to protect Jaden Daniels, and the Niners trade back and get a couple more picks and get into that second round range. And then I think they go line of scrimmage with either a center like a Zach Frazier or a defensive tackle. I think that, you know, like a Michael Hall or Luke Arororo, something like that.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
And then, yeah. And then I think you go for your receiver at that point in round, you know, in the next go round, in the third round, and then when you're in the fourth round, and that window. And I think there's some good receivers there, Malik Washington and others, Luke McCaffrey, and there's even some day three receivers. So I think they could sign a Tyler Boyd, but, you know, Ladd McConkey, it wouldn't shock me at all if Shanahan was in love with Ladd McConkey at 31 as well. They trade back into that second round.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.